Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna lift him up, lift the Savior up, no matter what it looks like, no matter what's going on, we lift him up. Well, welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, we lift the Savior up. What a mighty God, huh? What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give him praise, give him praise. Oh, he's awesome. He's an awesome God. Oh, angels bow before him, heaven and earth, they adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed, if you have been redeemed, if you have been washed, I said, say amen, amen. Say hallelujah and glory to God, glory to God. What a mighty God, what a mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I just can't let it be shut up in my bones. I got to praise him. I got to give him praise. Oh, that he so rightfully deserves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Welcome, I said. Welcome. How you doing today? How you doing? Ah, woo! We bless his name. Can two people walk together without agreeing on the direction? Can two people walk? Amos 3:3. Can two people walk? Can they walk in the same direction? Huh? Without agreeing, where they going? Oh, let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come today, God, thanking you for Jesus. Thanking you, God. Oh, thanking you for your son, oh God. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. We bless you, oh God. We thank you, Master. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for all your redeeming power. We thank you, God, for the get up, oh God, that you give us, oh God. Oh, Master, we are just grateful. We are grateful, God, for everything that you're doing, God. For everything that we see, everything that we don't see, God, but we know that you are working things out. You have worked them out already. All we have to do is walk into them. Walk into the manifestations of your blessings, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give him praise. We give him praise. Thank him. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord. God, we ask that you look upon the children, God. Oh, Master, look upon this country. Look upon families, God, who are hurting today, who are grieving, oh God. Loved ones who have been hurt. Loved ones who have been murdered, cut down, shot up. God, we ask for mercy, God. Oh, we ask for mercy, God. Those who have tried to stand up for righteousness, oh God, and have been cut down. Oh, God, we ask you. Oh, Master, we lift them up to you today. And we ask, oh, God, that you give us victory. Because we know that victory is in you. And we ask, oh, God, because you said that we can come and we can ask. And we ask for peace. We ask for joy. We ask for long sufferings, God. Long, oh God, enable us, oh God, to go through the pain of suffering, Master. Strengthen us, God, where we're weak. Build us up, God, where we're torn down, because we are torn down in many times in our emotions, in our spirits, oh God. We're torn down. We're cut up. But we're not destroyed, oh God. Hallelujah. We give you praise, God. We thank you right now, God, for all the blessings that you have given us. All the blessings, God. Oh, yes. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. when the wall seems like it's getting ready to fall, when the sea is to part, when the mountain is to be moved, when the rain is to fall, when the chains need to be broken, when the enemy needs to be to flee, and the storms need to cease. Oh, God, we call on you. We know, oh, God, that our mighty, awesome, faithful God, hallelujah. Ooh, you got our back, God. You got us covered. And we thank you, Master. In Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen. We thank God, huh? We thank him. He's awesome. He's an awesome God. He is an awesome God. We say hallelujah to him. Hallelujah. Just can't stop praising him. Every chance I get. Oh, he's on my mind. He walks with me. He talks with me all through the day. Hallelujah. Who can stand up? Who can stand up? That's where we are. Who can stand? Who can stand? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah, we give him all praise. We give him all praise. And we thank him. We thank him for you, and we thank him for you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mark chapter 3 and verse 25. Let me see. Make sure I'm on that. On the, we're going to go with verse 22 first. But Mark chapter 3 verse 25 says, if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. I'm going to say that again. Mark chapter 3:25 says, if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. Glory to God. I need you to stay with me. I'm just, what, maybe 22 minutes. Yeah, it cannot stand. This verse was used by Abraham Lincoln in 1858. Listen to this. As he spoke to Congress, to Congress members about a group fighting against each other, in disputes. Lincoln also used this scripture in 1843. Speaking to Senate. Speaking to the Senate in a debate on the compromise of the 1850 Sam Houston Proclamation. A nation divided against itself cannot stand. Stay with me. Stay with me. It cannot stand. We want to bring clarity. Let's bring clarity to the house. Let's bring clarity to divide. We're going to first start off with the actual physical. The actual physical is a small house. There's a small house. We see a large house. We see a medium-sized house. And then we see the huge, huge, huge house. Yeah. Scripture tells us our bodies are considered to be a house. Yeah. Some small, some medium, some huge, Yeah, some medium size. Yeah, yeah. Stay with me. Group. We're just trying to do a breakdown. A group. Large groups, small groups, medium groups. And then two can be considered a group. Two. Listen to that. So in our municipal system, groups are what? They are important to have a group. And the importance of in the municipal system is voting. 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 Making sure there's enough voices. Enough minds. Yeah. That can actually take part in the voting process. Yes. So we see that there are houses. Physical houses, of different sizes. Some may be 18 by 12 to 23 by 79. Some may just be a medium-sized house. Some may even have, the new thing today is the tiny houses. We know we see the tiny houses that are 2 by 20 feet by 6 by 1. That is really tiny. That's the new trend today. So we're talking about houses, and we're talking about dividing. Yeah, talking about division. We're going to stay with these scriptures. We're going to stay with Matthew's 12 and 22 through 32, Luke 11, 14 through 23, and Mark 3, 22 through 29. Now, we're not going to get into all these tonight. We're just going to tonight just go with Mark. Mark chapter 3, verse 22 says, "And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem were saying, 'He is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of the demons, he casts out the demons.'" Beelzebul. Who is that? Beelzebul. Name. From the Philistine gods. Yeah. Formerly worshipped in Iran and adopted by the Aramaic religion as a major demon. And when we say demons, we're talking about anything that we worship that is not of God. If it's not God, well, then it's Antichrist. If it's not God and you worship it, it is not God. It's just the opposite of everything God stands for. So don't be frightened by the word demon, even though they do exist. Let me be clear. Verse 23, "And he called them to him and said to them in parables." Now, we know that Jesus had a way with words. He was the most gifted teacher that ever walked the earth. Huh? So the question here is, how can Satan cast out Satan? Wow, what am I saying here? How can Satan cast out Satan? Watch this. Jesus goes into confrontation, something that we do not like, something that we run away from every chance we get, confrontations. Yeah. Here Jesus says, how can Satan cast out Satan? Wow. The question is, here is who? Who is? Who is Satan? Yeah. Who is? Who is Satan? Are there more than one? Stay with me. Are there more than one? Because he says, can Satan cast out Satan? Ooh. Yeah, think about it. Think. So, verse 24. If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. So if you are against you, you against your own self. What hope do you have? Huh? Divided means to split into parts, to separate things that are divided that really matter. Kingdoms for one country, a house, a physical being, a physical house, huh? Are you as a person with the Holy Spirit and the evil spirit present? How could that be? Could the Holy Spirit be present and the evil spirit be present all at the same time? Think about it. Think. Huh? Can Satan cast out Satan? This is the question. I want you to stay with me. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. Ooh, now we're talking about many houses here. We're talking about many structures. We were talking about the kingdom, could be a country. We were talking about a house, the physical being of a house. And then we were talking about a house in the sense of we, me, you, those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior are houses. We house a lot. Yeah, our body. Our body is a temple. What? It's the temple of the Holy Spirit. Yes. But it says here, Can Satan cast out Satan? Ooh, no, he can't. Why he can't? He has no power. Let's continue. Verse 25 says, if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. The foundation is poor. Let's break it down. The foundation will be poor. It has split. Think about it. The holes are in the billboards. Yeah. The floor joints are loosened. Think about it. Building is ricocheting. It's rocky. Huh? Yeah. It's about to cave in. So it's good for what? To be torn down, because it's good for nothing. So it cannot stand. If it's divided, this is what it sounds like. This is what it looks like. This is how you can envision you if you are straddling the fence. This is what we say. Straddle the fence. Love God today and hate him tomorrow. Love God today and worship Satan within the next hour, maybe minute. Or maybe try to do it all at the same time. Are you listening to what I'm saying? A house divided has no power. A house divided is ricocheted. Huh? Listen at this. Verse 26, and if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but has an end. His end has come, because he can't stand. He can't fight against himself. He can't help himself. He can't deliver himself. Huh? So there's no power here. There's no victory. Satan cannot save Satan. Satan needs a God, just like we need a God. Are you listening to what I'm saying? We need a God. Satan needs one too. Maybe he may not know it, but he needs one just like you and I. Yeah. Yeah, the Jewish Bible tells us that in Hastod has risen up against himself and is divided, it is not possible for him to stand. He can't stand. He has to lay down. And when he lays down, he's dead. He's defeated. He's a defeated what? He's a defeated foe. Are you listening to what I'm saying? A house divided cannot stand. I can't love you today and hate you tomorrow. I can't worship you today and then try to worship someone else within the next minute. I cannot. I will be a divided foe. The scripture says I'm a double-minded man, huh? And I'm unstable in all my ways. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Huh? Look at this. Look at that. Yeah, double-mindedness. Yeah. Again, I'm building a cave. I'm building a cave. Christians have no authority over the enemy. Yeah, if they take on these roles, they are weak, they're frail, they're fragile. They have no power. A house that's divided cannot stand. So if you are in sin, if there's any sin anywhere, hallelujah, huh? If sin is present at any time and you try to introduce the Holy Spirit over here, you try to bring him in, that's a divided foe. Are you listening to what I'm saying? That's divided. That's ricocheted. It can't stand. It won't work. There is no power here. Huh? Look at that. Let's stop expecting God to come in our sinful mess and bless it. Why do we do that? Why do we expect him who is holy and who is righteous to come in and bless something that has a stench? God forbids that. Huh? It is stench to his nostrils. Am I talking to anyone? He is holy. He is too holy. He's not going to come in and bless mess. living any kind of way, doing anything and everything you want to do, and then expect him, huh, to bless that. Something is not right. Verse 27 says, and this is the Orthodox Jewish Bible, and it says, but no one is able, having entered into the house of Gibbard, to plunder his possessions unless first he must bind. Are you listening to what I'm saying? You got to bind it up. You got to bind up Satan. And then he will plunder. Yeah. He got to go. He got to run. Huh? But in order to do that, help me, sister. What I got to do in order to be able to put him on flight, to put him on the run? What I have to do? I got to go to God, huh? I got to first of all realize, oh, God, I have sinned, God. And whatever the sin was, the sin could have been 10 years ago. The sin could have been yesterday. The sin could have been today that is causing me to fall out a fellowship with you, oh God. But I got to go. I got to come to you, God. And I got to come to you with a repenting heart. Did you hear what I said? A heart full of repenting. Yeah. Sorrow, desire to change. A sorrow that desires not to go that way ever again. My heart has to be fixed. My heart has to be planted in that direction. Hallelujah. Yeah. And then I can walk. Then I and you will have the authority that we talk about, that we hear about, that we desire so much to have. Yeah. Listen to this. Somewhere you lost the power. You lost the power. Somewhere the authority that was given went away. Division has come in. Sin against faith, trying to hold things together. But that cannot work. Listen to me. Why it can't work? There is no power. The power is gone. There's a split in the flow. Are you listening to me? The foundation is ruined. Huh? Yeah, foundation. It's ruined. It's caked up. It's cracked. They got holes in it. Listen. God's spirit will not dwell in an unclean temple. Listen to me. It's not going to dwell there. It's not going to dwell in an unclean body. Yeah, that is sinning. But a sin is continuous sin. Yeah, where the sin is breaking every commandment that God has in place for the true believer. Huh? God's spirit cannot dwell. You cannot go into the vessel of no one, strong man, to remove anything without first looking at oneself. Self-examination. Yeah. Repentance is required. Repentance, I said, is required. You cannot remove something that has a part of itself in you. See, if you are a part of that, if you have become a part of that sin, and if that sin is leaking, lurching right there in your spirit and is hiding there, and it hasn't been removed, you have no power. Why? Because you're bound. You're bound to sin. You're bound. You're bound by the enemy. Yeah. You're in prison to the sin. Yeah. There is no freedom in you. The Bible said that whom the Son set free, the Son of God, who he set free, you will be free indeed. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I want you to get this. I want you to get this. Because all of us have come short of the glory of God. Yeah, we all. Everyone has come short. I'm talking to me. I'm talking to myself. We all have come short. Verse 28 says, "Verily I say unto you that all sin shall be forgiven to the sons of men, and evil speaking with which they might speak evil." Even if you speak evil, even if you fall in sin, even if you walk out of the will of God, you too can be put back into the fold. Hallelujah. You too can be put back into the fold. You can be brought back into the fellowship. You too can be brought back into right standings. Hallelujah. But a God of mercy, a God of love, a God of compassion. Hallelujah. He's just that kind of God. He's loving. He's kind. Oh, and he's just. And he's faithful. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Ask God. Ask him to forgive you. Will he? He will. Matthew 7:7 says, "Ask and it will be given to you." You don't have because you never asked. You never took time to ask God. If there's any sin, Lord, that I may have forgotten. And let me tell you, you can forget your sins. Yes. We're not always on top of everything. And many times God wants us to remember that one particular sin that we need to call it out. Yeah, yeah. And he'll bring it to us. He'll bring it to us so we can get into fellowship with him. Verse 29 says, "For if anyone speak bad things against the Holy Spirit, he will never be forgiven. He is guilty of a sin that will last." This sin is going to last forever. This is stick. This sticks with you. Yeah. Then you're really in trouble. Then you've gone beyond help. Yeah. You've gone into a no territory. A territory that you really don't want to go. Because we all desire to be forgiven. Yeah. We desire to be forgiven. So repentance is the key. So go to God. In quiet time, go to God in secret place. Go to God in your closet, wherever you need to go and repent of that sin, whatever that sin is, that great big sin, the sin that you have called yourself hidden far in the back of your mind that you don't want to remember. Go to him in secret times and ask him. Forgive you. I'm a living witness. Listen to me. I am a living witness. He's faithful and he's just to forgive us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Except, blaspheming of the Holy Spirit. Again, you do not want to go in that direction. Yeah. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Master, for this word. God, this is a great word, God. A house divided. A divided house, God. Help us, oh God, to unite our bodies, oh God. To bring us to a place of repentance, oh God. To help us, oh God, to live holy and faithful and just for you. And we will be careful to give you all praise, give you all honor. In Jesus' holy name. We look forward to having you with us Sunday evening and back here on next Friday. It's a blessing. I said a blessing to serve a true and a living God. Yeah, he desires the best for us. And he wants us to be blessed. To be blessed. In Jesus' holy name. Yeah. He is an awesome God. And he requires us. Each one of us to remain blessed in our going in and coming out, even in our mouths, the things that we say, the things that we speak, we should speak blessings. Amen? Yeah. We speak blessings.